This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 14, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Dennis Ferguson, who headed the Mooney Airplane Company as CEO from September of 2006 until last month, has resigned to pursue other interest. As ANN reported, Ferguson was replaced last month as CEO, but the company announced he'd be staying on as president. New Mooney CEO Robert Gowans credited Ferguson with helping the company make, quote, significant strides in both its operations and its position in the marketplace. We appreciate his service to the company and wish him the best, unquote. He then added, quote, while progress has been made in improving our efficiency, we know that in today's extremely competitive marketplace, it is imperative that we continue to strive for continuous improvement. That's what industry leaders like Mooney must do. Our management team is energized and we, along with our dealer partners, are excited about the future of Mooney, unquote. Authorities have now identified the two occupants of a Houston-area TV news helicopter who died when the aircraft went down yesterday in a wooded area while on its way to a news assignment. Local media reports indicate the crew was covering a shooting involving police for KTRK television when the station lost the uplink signal from the helo about 11:15 a.m. Central Time. The 1993 Bell Model 206L4 Long Ranger was called Sky Eye HD-13 and crashed near suburban Magnolia, Texas. CBS 11 Television is reporting that authorities have identified the victims as pilot John Downhower and photographer Dave Garrett. KTRK has confirmed the ID on the helicopter and says the two men on board were not employed by the station. Firefighters extinguished a fire caused by the crash. We'll have more details when they become available. Citing the sharp downturn in the global economy, two Indian airlines announced yesterday they'll join forces in order to survive. Jet Airways and Kingfisher Airlines say their alliance will, quote, significantly rationalize and reduce costs and provide improved standards of service and a wider choice of air travel options to consumers with immediate effect, unquote. The arrangement will allow the two carriers to code share on both domestic and international flights, subject to approval by Indian authorities. They'll also combine networks where allowed, consolidate crew training, cross-train for each other's fleets, and manage their fueling needs as a single entity. That level of consolidation would require a formal merger in many nations, but Jet and Kingfisher insist they'll maintain their separate brands, at least for now. A joint release states, quote, there will not be any mutual equity investments between the two companies, unquote. If you have a stake in the defense industry and you've wondered which U.S. presidential candidate would be better for your business, some defense analysts are saying you might as well toss a coin. Senator Barack Obama has promised defense spending cuts, and Senator John McCain brags of killing the first Boeing contract for a new Air Force aerial tanker. But the Fort Worth Star-Telegram notes that neither has spelled out what his defense policy will be. Lauren Thompson, an analyst with the Lexington Institute, is close to government and military leaders and a consultant to Lockheed Martin. Thompson observes, quote, they actually agree on almost everything, unquote. Richard Danzig, a top Obama advisor on national security, was recently quoted by the Wall Street Journal as saying he, quote, doesn't see defense spending declining in the first years of an Obama administration, unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Las Vegas McCarran International gambles on an improving economy. Analysts say a declining economy will make 2009 even worse for the airlines. And other analysts say all those new fees and falling oil prices mean just the opposite. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Don Barber, Executive Director of Sales and Marketing for Bell Augusta Aerospace. We'll talk about the development and market viability of the BA-609 civilian tilt rotor, which was on display at NBAA this year. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.